Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. This is X2's first interview with musicians here in the Valley. On today, we have a very talented trio with singer-songwriter Valerie McQueen, Sarah Petrus of the Findels, and October Thomas from the musical group Versus, based out of Stanton. With a mix of harmonies and acoustic guitars, Versus covers classic tunes and a mix of modern folk, including their own originals. We are so excited to have all three of them on our show today. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here.
I got that right, Versus.
Yes. You did. Yes. You did great.
thank you. Because the actual, when you look at the band name, it says VS dot, right? So yeah. How did you come up with that band name?
The good thing is we have to explain it to everybody. So we feel like
it's very memorable.
Yeah. People really remember it because we have to, take the time to explain it. But, when we first started the band, it was just Sarah and myself. And we were trying to come up with names. I think your husband.
Yeah,
right?
He did. So it was kind of a play on words because, her name is Valerie. My name is Sarah. So we had the VS, but he said, it's the abbreviation of the word verses for singing verses. But then we were like, oh, it's VS. And then when we had a Toby, it was awesome. Cause we were like, oh, you're the dot. Cause the O is the dot. Just very small.
Okay. So Toby is the dot.
Well, he completes us.
Yes, exactly.
We needed that. We needed the one more
just
member.
Needed a dot.
Just
okay. I like that. Now, right before we started recording, I learned that Toby's stage name is different. That's Toby on stage is October Thomas, right? Is that correct?
Well, my real name is October Thomas.
Okay.
But most people just call me Toby. So.
Okay. And that's when we know that we're a friend is when we get back. I'm excited about that. Okay. So now we had two female musicians that met Toby. And how did that happen? How did you all come together then? Where did you meet? Tell us that story.
Well, Valerie and I met actually on a job. I'm a photographer for my day job. And we had met on a shoot and we just got together one day and we both knew that we did music and we were like, oh, we should play music sometime.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then to back up before that, she photographed me giving birth.
Oh yeah.
So that really,
we're super close.
We really connected.
I imagine.
A lot. She experienced a lot with me.
So
then after that, we said, we should get together and sing and try it out. So
I don't know how it went from birth to singing.
I know.
It did happen.
Yeah, the friendship.
Okay.
We were both like, we should try to harmonize. We love harmony. And so we got together and it was one of those things where it was just very easy for our voices to figure out harmony and connect, and we love working together and playing.
And one of the things I love about singing with Valerie is that sometimes she'll be lead and I'll harmonize, and sometimes I'll be lead and she'll harmonize, and a lot of times we're just kind of weaving in between. And I love that you can't even necessarily tell who's who sometimes, which is pretty cool.
Is that riffing for you guys too? I mean, comedians riff. Is that what you call it when you do that? Or is there a different term for it?
Because of the nature of harmonies, you kind of have to have them locked in together. So practice, where we're going. But it is a very creative process, especially if we're, say we're working on a cover. you know, we'll take it and we'll think, well, how can we make it ours? And maybe that's adding a harmony that wasn't there in the original, or maybe that's figuring out a new harmony or adding oohs in there. And then we connect it all. So, that was just from the start immediately. It was just evident that our voices, they worked and they found it. It just happened very easily. And so we played together. We got some, you know, a set list together. And so it was just me, Sarah, and my little guitar. And we did that for
a couple years.
Yeah. And then we just felt like we needed, it was a little too acoustic with just my guitar. And we had talked about how cool would it be to have, another instrument or two guitars so that we could have lead. Mm-hmm. And then
I've known October for, I don't know, a long time. He played, so he used to be in a band called Downtown Conspiracy, and they actually played at our wedding, which is really fun. And so I've known him for a long time, and I was like, well, let's give it a try. And he came out and made some more magic. And
yeah, it does. Again, it was just one of those, like, it just fit. And the first song we played, it was like we had already practiced that for, you know, months. And he just really just came in, and it just all gelled and worked. And then his voice is beautiful. And so it was really cool to add in a male harmony, you know, voice to it. And that gives us the ability to do other songs and other covers. And it's been fun to play with the three different voices.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we make him sing lead. Mm-hmm.
Really?
We love that.
Okay. I'm excited to hear about that. Now, were you all musicians from an early age, or did you see somebody that you saw perform and you knew right then you were going to figure out how to get into music? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've always, sang. I was always singing with my family and at church, and so I kind of grew up singing a lot in church and singing a lot for like family things. And then when I got in college, I was in an a cappella group, and I really loved that. It was cool.
But that does help with the harmony.
It did. It really trained my ear.
I mean, I didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. And it really trained my ear with harmony. And so after I got out of college, I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? I've always sang my entire life, but here I am. You know, it just, there wasn't as many opportunities, I guess. So I picked up a guitar and had some friends help me be able to make one chord. And I've just kind of stumbled along with guitar but my goal was just play enough so that I could maybe write or perform by myself. So I didn't do that till I was like in my early 20s, but I keep up. Toby makes everything sound so much better. It's why we needed him.
Okay. Well, let's go to Toby then. That was Valerie, everyone listening. So Toby / October Thomas, how did you get into the music?
My dad teaches guitar lessons. So he's taught guitar lessons my whole life.
You may know his dad. Musician,
Really?
Yeah, he's really well known in the area. Buddy Thomas.
Okay. Wonderful. All right.
So I kind of grew up with dad being in bands my whole childhood, and was around it a lot. And I guess around 12 or 13, I think I realized that it was, if I learned to play guitar, it would be a good way to get girls. It's working.
Right, you got two. And I should have expected this kind of answer. But
you're too in a heavy metal band.
You surprised me, October.
That's awesome.
Mission accomplished, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about you, Sarah? Can you tell us a little bit about your backstory on
how? Yeah. So apparently I've been singing since birth. My parents always joke that I would like coo in the crib. And then they put me in the choir, the church choir. So my first solo, I was 4 years old. I was a baby angel and I made the priest cry.
What?
Awesome. Mm. and so I sang all through, basically all the way through high school. And I did go to school for music for a year. I went to VCU and was a voice major and I hated it. Mm. Loved VCU.
Right.
I didn't enjoy studying music. I liked to sing, but I didn't like studying music. And that's actually where I found photography. And so I ended up switching my major. But I've always loved singing and continued on. So when I moved back here in 2001, that's when I met Alan Moye of the Findels. And he saw me singing with Nathan Moore. And he was like, hey, you ever thought about singing with other people?
Yeah. And you said, sure. Yes, sure.
I wasn't with any band in particular. And so I started singing with him and I've been with them now for 17 years. Is that right?
Wow.
I know. That's a long time. Yeah. And then when I met Valerie, I was like, well, and the great thing is, so the Findels are a really fun band, but it's very much rock and roll and like it's loud and it's raucous. And with Valerie in October, it's a little prettier and, you know, it's much more, what's the word?
I don't know.
I know. It's still really fun. It's just good. Yeah. it's just a little bit different. And it really kind of showcases the pretty singing voice.
Yeah, exactly. And another area of your talent is getting showcased. I love that. Okay. You all have to have some musical influences. I'd like to start with you, Sarah. You, what are you, some, unless you want to pass? I don't know. But
I should definitely have some musical influences, but I'm not positive.
Okay. All right. Well, you keep thinking on it. We'll come back to you if you want to add to that. How about they're all pointing at October time. Just for the laughers out there, we record this on Zoom. And so we'll just give you a visual and let you know they're all pointing to him right now. So tell us, October, what are you? So you're a musical Buddy Thomas, right?
Yeah. Tons of different styles. I mean, jazz and heavy metal early on, and I've gone through all kinds of phases throughout, you know, past however many 30 years. So yeah, I've been influenced by pretty much everything I've heard: country and jazz and rock and roll. And yeah,
any notable or musicians that we might be a household name that you can think of that you're like, oh, now that musician really has influenced me, or musician.
It depends on the genre, but in jazz, I like John Scofield a lot. That would be one guy I'd listen to a lot. And country stuff like Willie Nelson, I think resonate with. And then there's, you know, Bob Marley, there's the Beatles, there's, the list is long.
That's very long. I can see that. Do you feel like you can hear that in your music then, I imagine? Is it?
I think that everything, as a musician, I think everything you listen to influences, everything you like to listen to influences you, maybe on a subconscious level, and can come through depending on what you're playing, yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Valerie? And now they're all pointing at her now.
I know. Well, see, this is a thing. You go after somebody like Toby and he's got,
I know, he'll have
such
all these
great names. I knew he was going to, because he's got great, great taste. But I don't know. I was raised on like pop country. So I loved like Patti Loveless and,
oh man,
I went to a Reba McEntire concert. Yes. She came good, out. Though. Yeah. I mean, I loved all that. So what I was raised on. But probably as an adult, My favorite artist is Gillian Welsh.
Oh, I love her.
I'd say if there was somebody that has influenced me, her and David Rawlings and what they do, it's probably like if I could just pick CDs that I would have to listen to one person over and over and over again, it would be her. So yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, now. I agree with that actually 100%. So as a child of the 90s,
this is Sarah, everyone. She does the birth photography.
Well, that was special. Beautiful bridal.
Yeah, I do weddings.
Okay, all right. That's the focus. Weddings, everyone. I digress.
She just randomly just goes to births to take that.
They're too stressful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of influences. I mean, you know, my parents raised me with all kinds of music, like the Beatles and all that. I remember, and Johnny Cash. Oh, we used to play Johnny Cash records all the time. I loved listening to those. But, you know, there weren't a whole lot of, I mean, there were, of course, there's tons of female artists, but we didn't have a lot of female artists. It was a lot of, like, Steppenwolf. I love Steppenwolf. And then, you know, again, child of the 90s, you know, I listened to like Mariah Carey. Oh,
yes, though.
Yes, that right?
Houston.
I'm about it.
But it's not, that's not what I listen to now.
I know, but that was.
But yeah,
that's good.
Jewel. I like, that's how I learned to sort of sing pop music.
Yeah.
Because I see.
It was all church music, you know, it was very secular and. I don't know. I like all kinds of music, though. I mean,
yeah, it sounds like you all do. You have multiple influences, which makes sense.
Now,
you do
now
mix.
Make, now we make October play like Taylor Swift songs. It's awesome.
They got you doing all kinds of things, don't they, October? That's great. I love it. What do you guys like the most about being musicians?
It's very freeing.
Okay. And what do you mean by that? What do you mean by freeing?
I've always thought when I play music, I just kind of forget about the world for a little bit. And I'm just sort of lost in the music, which is a really magical, beautiful thing. I don't really know how to explain it exactly, but yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, sort of the same. Yeah. I love getting into that uncomfortable space where you're forced to go into that zone sort of, and you don't have another option because especially, you know, when you're playing live, when you're performing live. And I think it's a rush of an intense presence. Like you're in the moment, there's do or die. There's nothing else you can do except be in the moment. And then when you add something like music to it, you can just, I mean, not to sound cheesy, but you can just lose yourself.
Yeah.
In being present, because we're never present. We're not hyper present like that unless you're in those, and you would get this, like those extreme situations where there is a part of your brain going, this, like, I should get out of this situation. Like everyone's
crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm uncomfortable. What if people laugh at me? I, you know, want to be safe.
Yeah.
So when you have to push past that.
That's why I don't like karaoke.
Yeah,
I like
karaoke. Could be intense. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
You don't like karaoke. Okay.
No. In college, people are always like, oh, you must love karaoke. And I'm like, no, I like to know my songs before I sing them.
I see. I would have thought musicians would.
I mean, I did it.
Right. That's an assumption on my part I'm making there. I would think all musicians and singers would like karaoke. I am so wrong right now.
Well, for me, no.
I don't like it because I think you feel this intense. I would want to do it. I don't know if I've ever done karaoke, or maybe once or twice, but I would want to be silly with it because I would feel, I don't know.
And I'm like
taking it really serious and belting it out because I can would just feel embarrassing to me.
And I like practice because I like to know that I'm going to get it right.
Yeah.
And with karaoke, I might not exactly know the song.
And we can bet money that Toby's never done karaoke.
Yeah. Is that true? Oh, you guys would have won that bet.
No.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that. I am so learning a lot about you guys right now. Oh, my gosh. How about you, Toby? What do you enjoy most about being a musician?
Well, I enjoy the most about being a musician is being able to play with other people. It's a way to communicate with other people in a level above speech and gestures. It's kind of an impossible thing to be able to put into words, which is why we play music. And pretty much also the same thing that Val and Sarah said, that it is a great way to be forced to live in the present tense. There's no real other way around it. You can't, there's no time or room for doubting and fearing and other thoughts. There's no room for that when you're in the middle of playing a song.
That's so beautiful. I'm learning a lot right now about staying in the present and how that's where you can find the truest joy and beauty is by being in that moment. Just like you were saying, Toby, otherwise we can get caught up in the fear of the future or the hurt of the past. And then when we can release ourselves from that and be in the moment, that's how we can have that joy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are providing that, which is beautiful. There's a little Zen moment there, but but it's true. And I didn't, yeah, you got really the first musicians I've ever interviewed, and comedy is more my thing. I think comedy and music kind of really can go well together.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too. It's
a lot of crossover of experience, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. And a similar kind of vibe, but a different way of expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool. It's creative what you all do. Can you talk about your creative songwriting process as a trio? How do you all go about doing that? We heard a little bit from Val and Sarah earlier when they were talking about how you guys kind of, I was calling it riffing, but working, you know, so organically with your harmonies. How do the three of you do the songwriting process together with your originals?
That would mostly be Valerie.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So when Valerie writes most of our original material,
yeah,
every once in a while I always like to say, I added like a word, a thing, like a piece.
No, they add a lot because it's a lot of times when I'm writing, there'll be some songs where, you know, it doesn't feel like a versus song. And so maybe I'll keep that for another project or something else. But then there's these moments that I have when I'm writing and I just know I can hear it in my head and I know there's going to be a three-part harmony and I can hear their voices. And so it's cool because I'm able to.
So you say you're hearing voices in your head?
I hear them.
Now we're getting worried, Val.
Yeah, please be worried. I can bring those songs to the table and bring them to Sarah and Toby or do like a rough recording and send it. And they kind of pick up on it right away. Like, oh yeah, there's the harmonies there. And then we can work together. Toby helps me so much with the musical aspect of it. He's got such a great ear and he knows where I'm going with it. He knows when I describe something sort of where to go with it. So he helps a lot with the music side of it. And then I think we all three bring ideas and, oh, let's try, try this. And, you know, we kind of edit it down and then it just becomes.
I think it is a collaborative effort, mm-hmm. but it starts with Valerie.
I like that.
We'll bring a really good base. Skeleton.
Yeah.
And then we'll just fill it in with, you know, and fill it up. And
all the stuff.
Yeah.
And make it be done.
Make it versus.
Yeah. Make it versus. That was really well done there, Sarah.
But I'm bummed.
I know. I felt that drum too, but I'm bummed. Now, what is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you all performing live together?
We knew we were going to get stumped on this one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Remember the time, though, that it rained and we had to play in the tiny little cabin? That was a little crazy.
We're a pretty mellow band, and I think our crowd is pretty
chill.
Mellow.
Yeah. We haven't had anything like super crazy. I know. Like sometimes there was bad weather once, and we had to play all three of us like in this tiny little cabin.
Where were the people? You were in the cabin. Were the people in the cabin too?
No. Oh no! Remember where were we? It was the flower farm, and crazy.
Okay, here we go.
It was beautiful and like sunny skies, and then all of a sudden this storm just rolls through. So everybody who's there, we all just kind of like everybody grabs something and takes it inside. But then it was raining and windy so hard, like they took grown men like holding the door shut, trying to get the door shut of the house. And then we ended up finishing out the gig in the house, just the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was there.
Yeah.
And that was cool. Yeah. We just had our instruments, and since everyone was there, we were like, well, we'll continue to play for you. And we sat there and finished. So it became this kind of like private house concert.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun though.
That was the coolest time we played. It just became, it was this whole experience. And then it became, well, we're just out playing for y'all while you're at this farm, walking around to this intense, intimate experience where we're playing music. And it was really special. And then the sky parted and the sun came back out and we ended. And it was like, oh, wow, we didn't expect that to take that turn. But that was cool.
That is a crazy cool experience. See, now you all didn't think you had anything.
I know. Well, when weather is the most exciting thing that happens to you, I don't know what that says about us, but
maybe more crazy things are to come. See,
maybe.
The fireworks display. What was that?
We don't have that.
Oh, okay. So, all right. You're manifesting, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we know you have musical talent, each of you, obviously. Do you have any useless talents? Useless talents.
Wow.
They're thinking.
Well, most of the rest of my talents are useless.
No, they're not.
We're going to repeat that. Toby just said most of the rest of his talents are useless.
Oh, man. I'm stumped again.
Useless talent.
I can only braid in like little Indian braids. I can't do anything fancy.
Braiding.
I'm very, very lacking in my braiding skills. Because you can cook and you can build and I can cook.
I can open a beer bottle with almost anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Now that's a good one. Exactly. But it's sort of useful too, but I love it.
That becomes useful.
Yeah.
I'm stumped on this one.
Toby tune your guitar.
Yeah. Toby has to do all my guitar work. I'm useless with any technology help or with any of the setup. I don't call them the right names. Yeah, I'm useless.
And when it comes to the tech department. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We leave that to Toby, it sounds like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Oh,
I've got one because it's really music. That's why I remember.
Okay.
My best advice, I hadn't played live in front of people. This is before I was playing with them. And one of the, you know, I had, when I was playing guitar, I was really working towards, can I do a solo thing by myself and be able to play the guitar and sing at the same time? And I ended up working on a play that was going to be performed at the American Shakespeare Center. And I was going to do the music during like the intermission pieces. There was like three or four songs. And anyway, so it was just a big deal because it was the first time I was trying to do something on my own. And he was a theater teacher. His name's Brett Santries, up in Pittsburgh, I believe now. But I was kind of verbal diarrhea of all my anxiety and worries that I wasn't going to be good enough and I couldn't do it. And he said, it's just flight miles. He's like, you just have to think of all of this practice and the performance. It's flight miles. Like a pilot doesn't just get in a plane and go for it. Like they have to log in so many hours. And every time you perform and every time you practice, it's all just flight miles to, you know, just build you as a artist. So I always think of that when I'm discouraged or am thinking I'm not enough or not good enough. Is like, no, every opportunity is just another flight mile in the book to get me to the next, you know, next level, I guess. So
I really like that. That's the first time I've ever heard that kind of analogy for performing arts, and I really love it.
Yeah, I think it helps. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, when you're just playing background in a bar and no one's listening to you and you think this doesn't even matter. I mean, you know, when you just have those gigs where you don't feel connected, but those are the ones that really would help me with too, is this just another flight mile? This does count and I am getting better. Yeah, yeah. They all build upon each other. Even the ones where you think nobody listened and nobody cared, or I screwed up the whole time. Well, you're going to learn from completely falling on your face, no matter what stage you are in your, you know, career. So that helps.
Well, and this isn't exactly a piece of advice somebody gave me, but somebody asked me once if I got nervous before shows. And I said, no, I always get nervous afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't really get nervous so much anymore, but when I was younger, I used to get nervous after the show. Like I'd do the show and it would, you know, it would either go well or it wouldn't. And then afterwards I'd be like, oh my God, what did I just do? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and, but I have learned, you know, the more that you do, more flight miles you get.
Yep.
That every show should have that energy. And even if there is nobody out there, you should just still give it your all. I mean, it is, it's a performance. And that's what I think what, you know, younger musicians need to realize and know that, you know, don't just get out there and like, if nobody's out there, you still need to pretend like you've got a whole crowd. Mm-hmm. So you should always be performing to a crowd, even if it's two people.
I like that too. Always give it your all because you're still working on your craft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really like that. How about you, Toby?
Yeah. Musically, I think just, I think my dad has certainly told me this, and I've, you know, realized it also. And when you're playing a song, when you're playing music, you want to play to the song. You want to be a part of the song. It's easy to get lost in your own head and do the best, you know, do the most notes on the guitar that you can do, or, you know, sing the most complicated part. But it doesn't always serve the song. So what you're doing should be in service to the song. To keep that in mind when you're playing.
In service to the song. Can you expand on that just a little bit about what you mean by being in service to the song?
Well, different songs will have different feels. They'll be about different things. You don't want to play a heavy metal guitar lead over a, you know, a song.
Even
if you can play a great heavy metal guitar lead, you don't want to play right. That in the lullaby.
I see.
Yeah. So
almost like the essence of the, I don't know the musical term that I'm looking for, but the type of music that you're playing.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, just play with the song. Yeah, the one you're the one you're playing currently. Play that song.
I really like that. This is really good advice in here you guys have gotten and received. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, when I don't know, you know, how much you guys know about comedy, but comedians will, you know, serve their set and they'll have goals for each set. Yeah. So you kind of go in with, you know, two or three goals that you want to accomplish. And of course, we want to make people laugh, but whether there's, you know, two people there or a whole room, we're there to make people laugh. And so it's the same thing. It's just like giving it our all. And each time that we get on stage and we get to do a set and share that with an audience, whether it's big or small, you know, we're getting flight miles too.
Yep.
Right. All of those in together with a nice little bow.
Yeah. I really like that a lot. All right. I'm curious about this one. Do each of you sing in the shower? And if so, what songs do you sing? Sarah is shaking her head.
No, I don't generally sing in the shower. I sing while I'm washing dishes.
Oh, okay. And what do we sing while we're washing dishes, Sarah?
It's not even really songs necessarily. Okay. Humming along.
Humming along? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't necessarily sing a specific song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dishes.
Yeah, I'll go outside of the shower as well because I normally will just sing in the car. Y'all probably do too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like the car is your own sound booth.
Yeah.
You can just let it out and you sound pretty good because you're the only, you know,
right?
It's just you in the car.
Do you harmonize with the car though? Like with the
radio? The car?
Well, yeah. I know. I was like, now what is that like?
It's a whole level.
Yeah, whole new level way above my head right there.
That's fun when like if you're learning a new song or especially with we always keep an ear out for songs
that have harmonies
or ones that we have to figure it out and then we'll send each other like go listen to this song and you know
it could have a great harmony.
So I would mostly sing probably in the car, maybe do my dishes. And probably I love having music on like all the time in the house. So I can't stand it when it's just like completely silent. So we'll just go through different, I have three kids, so I get vetoed very fast on it. So it's usually Disney, mom, play Disney, Disney songs. So I have, but that's cool because there's a lot of old school, like, you know, ones that were when I was growing up and they're like imprinted in me. So
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, all those Beauty and the Beast. So I jam out to Disney songs with my kids. And then we went through a heavy, heavy, Hamilton, rotation.
I thought you were going to say Elsa.
No, we did. Well, this past year, the Hamilton, we know, I think our whole family knows like every word to that entire musical. So that was a lot of fun.
Good. Okay. And how about you?
That's what you said.
Singing in the shower? Did you
sing? Yeah. And whistle and hum. And
okay.
It'll just be whatever, you know, it could just be a song that I think I wake up every day with some song stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. And I don't always want it to be there, but sometimes that's what will come out. And sometimes it'll be the theme to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
He's got a wide palette of music, influences and interests, and it just oozes out of you day in and day out from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. It sounds like
I sing and whistle a lot at work, especially. Yeah. Today I was whistling.
You whistle while you work.
Yeah, I was whistling the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme most of today. I don't know why.
It just was there today. Tomorrow it could be something completely different.
Yep.
Okay. I like that. What is your favorite song that you all perform together?
So we cover, what is it called? Soft Shock. By the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. That was one of the first songs that Valerie and I played together and like, you know, got chills. And then it was also one of the first songs we tried with October and got chills. So I love playing that song. I don't know if it's my favorite song, but I really like that song.
My favorite is probably an original song called Deep in the Pine.
Oh, I love that too.
That one is just really cool. To see it come together.
I see the video in my head.
Yeah, we have a dream that we're going to make a video for it one day.
So if there are any videographers out there who are like dying to do a really cool music video, call us.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it was a meaningful song to write and then to bring it to the table for the band and just to add those layers and create what it became. That's a really cool thing to see.
Yeah. We actually do have a recording of that on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Not like a, you know, just a rough recording, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. You guys do have a YouTube channel, right?
We do. So
is that the best way for people to listen to your music?
I would say Spotify is probably okay. Find us.
All right.
Find us. It's hard to find us, but that's where the most professional tracks are, because we have an EP out.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Spotify. Is that how they get to it? Okay. That's great. And that's Versus, which is a capital V and a capital S period for those laughers listening. Okay. That's great. And you have some clips also of your music on your Facebook page, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll share that, how they can get to that here in a little bit. What about you, Toby? What is the favorite song for you that the three of you perform together?
I like doing all of the originals. They all have they're all very Valerie and very Versus.
She writes most of those. Sarah put the word.
But they're also very different from each other. They have there's a lot of sound variety in the songs, so that's cool. And I really enjoy, I think, that old Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song.
Oh, yeah.
Hopelessly Hoping.
That is a really good one.
What is that called? I'm sorry. What was that?
Hopelessly Hoping. It's an old Crosby, Stills, Nash song. And we pretty much do it. It's three-part harmony and an acoustic guitar. So.
Okay. You broke out. I didn't quite get the name. One more time with the name of that song you like.
Helplessly Hoping.
Helplessly Hoping. Okay. Yeah, it just kind of faded out for a second. So I thought maybe the laughers might have faded out for them too. So I just wanted to share. Yeah, that sounds really good. Now, what message, if you had to give one to your fans, what would it be if you had a message for them?
Come out.
Your display, please.
It's exciting to have gigs on the books again and have dates. I mean, we have a handful to do this summer, and it just feels so good to kind of get back into it. And it's performing was such a huge part of our lives, and I think we realized last year, just like everybody, like how we just take advantage of being able to go out and listen to live music and play music with your friends. And so we're really excited about what we have going on this summer and the shows that we're going to play. And so just come back out and hang out with us and enjoy your
bear, enjoy some music.
Yep.
Well, that sounds good. Speaking of gigs. So nice segue there. Thank you, Dawn. What gigs do you all have coming up this summer that you can share with folks?
Okay, so June 11th coming up. So that's next week, June 11th,
next Friday.
We'll be at One Tribe Farm, and we'll also be there with you.
Yes, with X2 Comedy for the Outdoor Summer Fun Series. That's correct.
Yeah, so we'll be playing there, and you can buy tickets for that event through One Tribe Farm's website.
Yes, and we'll put that in the show notes for laughers so they know that. And what else do you have coming up?
We play there again on August the 13th, at One Tribe. And then on August the 20th, we're at Skipping Rock Brewery over here in Stanton. And we've played there a few times and always have a great time. They've got a really cool outside area. And it's just it's always a great gig. Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
And then you're back at One Tribe Farm again in October, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we're confirmed yet for that. It felt so far away.
Oh, okay.
We didn't quite know exactly if we were going to be available in October, but pending. October is pending.
Yes. October is pending.
October the date, not the band the member. Band.
Correct. The band member October stays. Also known as Toby. The period of verses.
Yes.
That's true. How can folks follow you on social media and connect with you?
So we are on Instagram. It is Versus Music VA. So that's VS Music VA. And I'm sure we'll make sure that you have the links for all that. We're also on Facebook, same name. You can find us on Spotify. We'll see if we can find an actual link that will. It's a little tricky to find us on Spotify.
Yes. Send that to me.
Yeah. So I can find us because I have us pinned, but you know, if you just go in and find us, there are other bands that are also using Versus.
What? I can't believe this.
Our lawyers are working on it.
Figuring it out. And then we do have a YouTube channel as well.
Great. Yes, I've listened to them and they're amazing. They're making me very, very excited about doing this event with them because they sound so good, Laughers. Oh my gosh, you guys have to come out and listen to these people. Musicians, talented ones at that.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Yes, you are welcome. It's well deserved. So Laughers, you can catch them live again at the Outdoor Summer Fun Series at One Tribe Farm in Mount Sydney, which is 20 minutes south of Harrisonburg, where you can also enjoy fresh off the farm food prepared by Chef Jordan himself and an X2 comedy show. We will put all that info in the show notes along with the Versus social media info, YouTube link, Spotify link, which months they will be performing at One Tribe Farm. So get those tickets. We'll provide those links as well. Thank you very much, Valerie, Sarah, and October/Toby.
Thank you so much. Thanks. This was so much fun.
It was. I really enjoyed our time together so much. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.